Misfit Toys.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Sacktown. Sacramento, California. January 15, Two Oceans 12. My guest is Graham Elwood. We got to town yesterday to do a show at 420 at the Sack Punchline. And a young lady named...
Josie. One.
I could not remember, but she seemed very nice.
She's very nice. She's from Seattle.
She beat you in the Leonard Maltin game. So... tomorrow, she's going to be in the fourth guest chair. Probably, it's not a first for the show, having just sort of a listener on the panel, but I haven't done it in a long time. And so that's going to be, we're going to tape a Doug Loves Movies here at the Sacramento Punchline tomorrow. And today we're going to tape a Benson Interruption. It'll be episode number 11, and we're doing that today at 420. Since last I spoke and you listened, I've seen zero movies, unless you count Cocktail, which I interrupted Friday night as part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival at the Cine Family in Los Angeles with my guests Chris Hardwick, Anthony Jeselnik, and Wayne Fetterman himself. And
that's the Tom Cruise vehicle, "When he pours, he rains," was the tagline for that movie.
Oh, Lord. It's amazing how awful it is. It's really quite enjoyable. Like, pretty much everything out of Brian Brown's mouth is just, like, ridiculous. You know, like, if you don't get laid, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
What? Wait a second. What? You're my boss. What does my getting laid have to do with... you know, he's just like ridiculous things like that all the time.
That movie, though, was sort of the sealing the deal in Tom Cruise's star power, because he had just done Top Gun, and then there was he was in the middle of shooting Rain Man. There was all these delays, and he just like jumped off to bang out that movie, and they just slapped together, and it's not a good movie, and it made a shit ton of money just because Tom Cruise was in it.
It's so banged out. I'd love to see footage of them dropping bottles. You know, like, they must have, like, had to shoot things so many times just to get all that stupid bottle throwing right. But
if you don't drop a bottle, you don't get a model. That doesn't make any sense, Brian.
Yeah, why do you keep... he's always constantly smoking, which is funny to see a character do in a movie where just, like, there is no setting where a cigarette is not dangling from his mouth, even when they're playing basketball.
Yeah.
They're standing around shooting hoops, he's got a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. I smoke all the time, and I like to make rhyme.
Coughlin's Law. So you get those dumb laws.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's so good. Now it's time for Not for Emetophobes in Carnage. Have you seen Carnage, Graham? The new movie Carnage?
No.
Kate Winslet, projectile vomits. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the play, and in the play they had this amazing rig set up for Hope Davis to project, so I guess the play is also Not for Emetophobes, but it was pretty amazing the way they, when she suddenly vomited, it just like came out of nowhere and it was really gross, and it was an impressive amount of vomit. Yeah. And I think Kate Winslet plays the Hope Davis part in the movie, because like I said, I haven't seen the movie.
If you don't vomit, you're not a hobbit. What? That doesn't...
this has been Not for Emetophobes. Wednesday night, January 18th, Graham and I will be at the Improv in Miami for one special 10 p.m. show. We'll play some Leonard Maltin game with audience members. And then the next day, we finally set sail on the Weezer Cruise.
WeezerCruise.com. Hello.
Are you scared about this? Is this news report about the cruise ship in Italy sinking? Is that worry you at all, Graham?
No, the one cruise ship sinking in the last 40 years. So there's probably at any given time, there's probably 1,000 cruise ships on the planet floating around.
Yeah, somebody's trying to sweat me on Twitter being like, oh, you know, a few people were like, oh, look at this. Like as soon as the news story broke, like, ah, you're going on the cruise. Good luck, buddy. It's just like, it's like I write back and go, thousands of people died in car accidents yesterday. Are you going to not drive to work because of that?
I know.
You know, it's like a cruise ship. There was that one where they got stranded for a long time. That sounded pretty hairy. And then this one and Titanic.
Titanic was bad.
And then there's a few other ones, right? I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. A whole cruise ship sinking.
Come on.
That's crazy. And it sounds like the whole story stems from they had a crazy captain.
Right.
Like he abandoned the ship. He didn't go down with the ship. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, and I should give credit for the emetophobes thing. As somebody named @TheTokenGinger on Twitter sent me the heads up of that happening in Carnage. Because I'm not exactly going to run out and see Carnage. Because I saw the play and I thought it was great. But I didn't think it was necessarily a movie.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Tweet Relief.
Bam.
Tweets about movies. This one is from a guy called I Make Jokes on Twitter, and he tweeted, "In honor of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, for dinner, I made twice raped potatoes."
God damn it.
This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies.
Great segment, in and out.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, the segments are hot and fast. And we move on. Shall we play a game?
Let's do it, buddy.
All right. I didn't ask you, though. Have you seen anything?
I saw Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close.
I don't care where you were sitting in the theater. Just tell me the name of the movie.
I saw a crowded theater. Very annoying. Yeah, it was. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm a big Tom Hanks fan, and it's a good movie. I think it's the kid's really good in it. And
what about War Horse?
Did not see it.
Okay.
My Pretty Pony goes to...
I just hear that both War Horse and Incredibly Close are... Incredibly Close Horse are...
very loud war.
They're both, you know, you have to decide, you have to make up your mind that you're going to allow them to manipulate you.
Sure. You watch the trailer of Incredibly Loud and you go, okay, this is going to be sad. But there's some really cool stuff in it. And
crazy sad, and the kid seems ridiculous to me. I know, and that's part of the problem with trailers, is they can't really get into the fact that he's like a special needs child. He's not supposed to be a normal kid. Right.
He's not, he's not like handicapped, but he's definitely somebody who...
Something's wrong with him.
Well, you know, like he's like one of those like genius kids that just has a different kind of a brain and handles things differently, you know?
Yeah. So... I guess I'll see it. They sent me a screener, so you probably don't need to watch it in the motion picture theater, right?
Yeah, you get the screener. Watch it at home.
Watch it at home.
Come on.
I'm trying to watch War Horse in a theater. I think that's a big movie.
Yeah.
That's not good to watch the screener.
I think if you watch that on a screener, you would miss. You would lose. It was just nothing. You wouldn't like it. It needs that big epic.
Yeah, it'd just be a boring horse walking around.
Well, yeah.
Well, but I hear someone was saying, might have been Chris Hardwick, somebody said that there's battle scenes that are as gnarly as Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, David Huntsberger said
War
that.
Horse. Oh, maybe that's who said that.
Yeah, last night.
Huntsberger, Hardwick, what's the difference?
Who cares?
They both use the same amount of hair product.
Yay!
I don't know how much either of them uses. Let's play Build a Title. Low stakes, heads up, speed rounds, best 2 out of 3.
Low stakes.
Yeah. I don't want people to get too excited.
Yeah, nothing's riding on this.
Yeah. Someone named F6IHOP, I think. FGIHOP. I scribbled it down. Apologies to FGIHOP. Suggested Last Action Hero. So what have you got for Last Action Hero, Graham? Begins with hero, ends with last.
Last Action Heroes.
Oh, you're a freak. Last Action Heroes. Zizar Red. Action Hero Rose Zizar Red.
Red Dawn.
Ah, of the Dead.
Nah.
Last Action Hero Rose Zizar Red Dawn of the Dead.
Deadpool.
Pool. Oh, I think that's been a stopper before. Last Action Hero, Roses Are Red, Dawn of the Dead, Pool, Hall Junkies.
Oh, nice.
Last Action Hero, Roses Are Red, Dawn of the Dead, Pool, Hall Junkies.
Keys to the Kingdom.
What's Keys to the Kingdom?
A really good movie.
I'll give you one more try.
All right.
Deadpool Hall Junkies. You're right in the zone there with that. You had the right idea. You just decided to make up a title.
Shit.
I still haven't thought of anything that ends in last. Save the Best for Last was one of your made up movies. Or it's a Lifetime movie. Pool Hall Junkies. Time's up.
All right.
Keezy Rider.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Or anything that begins with easy.
Yeah.
All right, so I get a point for that one. DeCenzo, DASCNZO suggested Moneyball. Ends in money or begins in ball, Graham?
2 for the money.
Ooh. I will go with Jaws 2 for the money.
Ball. Ball.
Jaws 2. Here, I wrote it down for if you want to look at it. Jaws 2 for the money. Ball.
Oh. All the Right Moves. Speaking of Tom Cruise movies.
Oh, shit. Jaws 2 for the money. Ball the Right Moves. Like Jagger. Moves. I don't know if there's anything that starts with moves. Moves Your Mother Never Told You. Moves Out of the Neighborhood. And I screwed myself with Jaws, because nothing ends with Jaws. So, time's up. I'm done.
Tommy Cruise. That's a great high school football movie, by the way.
Doesn't What's-Her-Name Nudie Up in it?
Yeah.
From Back to the Future. Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
All right, here we go. This is for the tie-breaking
Craig
round
Nelson
of this.
Plays the dick coach.
Mm-hmm.
Good film.
Yeah, that guy's always good. At Lou _ Magic suggested That Thing You Do. So starting with do or ending with that?
Do I start or do you?
You start.
I got to start all of them?
Well, all right, I can start. Do the Right Thing. That Thing You Do, the Right Thing.
Do the right things people say.
What's things people say?
Yeah.
You were the leader in making up. Nobody else tries to make up.
Well, they always sound
just say phrases that sound like. Just hoping that I'll go, oh yeah, with Richard Burton.
You remember the things people
oh,
say
yeah.
Richard Burton.
Oh, that was that. Richard Dreyfuss was in that, and he was had a gambling problem.
Yeah, that's right.
That thing you do, the right thing. Thing is a pretty
cat in
way.
The vat.
Think of something that starts with thing.
Oh, things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Yeah, see.
Now we're back in the
good old state of Denver. Things to do in Denver. Yeah, when you're dead. So, this time I'll go with dead. Dead Man's Curve.
What movie is that?
That's where.
That Jan Michael Vincent is in that?
No. It was about college students. Matthew Lillard was in it, and a couple other dudes. And it was about how, if your roommate commits suicide in college, you get automatic A's for the semester. So they try to drive their friend to commit suicide, so they'll get, and that hence the name Dead Man's Curve.
She's All That.
Oh!
Boom!
Nicely done. She's all that thing you do, the right things you... things to do in Denver when you're Dead Man's Curve.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Diggity doggity. This reeks of all the hints you were giving Sarah when I won 12 Days of Christmas. 12 Gifts of Christmas.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Curve is tough. I don't know that I can.
I'm trying to think of a movie, like, movie that starts with the name, like, Irving, you know, Curving. Oh. But there's no movies with the name Irving in them, I don't think. And then She's All That, something She, Hershey, Pesci. Is there a movie called Joe Pesci?
Yes, yes.
Joe Pesci the movie? So, yeah, so I think you win, Graham.
Ba-boom!
You have anything for either end?
I can't. Close curve, it off nicely? Curving, curve, curve.
Curves.
Curves of the damned.
Curves, curves. Yeah, that's a tough one. I screwed myself on that one. She's all that thing you do the right things to do in Denver when you're Dead Man's Curves. Curve. All right, that concludes. Low stakes, build a title. Yeah, bravo. You got any plugs, Graham?
Yes, you can see me at the Skyline, headlining the Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin, January 26th through 28th. Check it out. And there's a link to it at GrahamElwood.com where you can buy all my other stuff.
And I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on Sunday, January 29th at 4:20 at Cobb's Comedy Club. I think that's an 18 and over venue if you're one of those people that's under 21 and is frustrated that you can't go to a lot of club shows. And Graham and I will be back at Palace Station in Las Vegas on Monday, February 6th. And we want to play the Leonard Maltin game with you.
Yes.
That's right. And, as always, Richard Burton is a shithead.
I would say Coughlin's Law is a shithead.
You don't get to name a shithead.
Oh, that's right, because I won.
Yeah, shut up, you shithead.
One. Winner. Shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug loves...
Hi, it's comedian Jen Kirkman, and you will love my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Here's what the Onion AV Club had to say. What actually makes Jen Kirkman's podcast funny is her inherent knack for cultivating conflict, even talking into a microphone in a room by herself. Kirkman is eternally embattled, but she tempers her cynicism with sweetness, and more often than not, she's right. No Fun, everywhere you get podcasts.
Danielle, guess what people are saying about How to Survive with Danielle and Christine?
What are they saying, Christine?
Very funny, charming, and just the right amount of stupid. This podcast might also save your life.
That's a perfect description because on How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, we teach you how to survive the things that could kill you and the stuff that makes you just wish you were dead.
Totally accurate. So tune in to
How to Survive with Danielle and Christine.
And as always,
remain calm.